Last night, Juniper Networks posted a security disclosure admitting that an unknown entity had added a secret back door to the enterprise firewall products that protect corporate networks. Juniper Networks placed an emergency patch for the two vulnerabilities that they'd found, and the company says that as of yesterday, they have not received any reports of those vulnerabilities being exploited in the wild, and they have not said who they suspect planted the back door. Today, Congress approved CISA, the Cybersecurity Information Sharing Act, that had unfortunately found itself buried within a $1.15 trillion spending package. This afternoon, President Obama signed the bill. CISA was originally intended, or so we hear, to allow corporations to share information to help prevent cyber attacks. However, additions to the bill also gave the government more opportunities to spy on us without our knowledge. Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and others had all come out strongly against the bill, but once it became part of the omnibus bill, it came as no surprise that it was signed into law. And today, Apple and Samsung both signed deals with China's UnionPay to start using UnionPay's QuickPass app to bring mobile payments to China. UnionPay cardholders will be able to pay with their iPhones, Apple Watches, or their iPads as early as 2016. Now, there's no firm launch date because the rollout is subject to approvals from Chinese regulators. The Titan drones are coming to Google X, so says Mark Bergen over at Recode. Not one, but two projects will become part of Google X's lab, Project Titan, the high-altitude satellite drone unit, and Google's all-over-the-place robotics division will both enter the Moonshots program. Now, it would seem to make sense that the robotics team would become its own company under Alphabet, but the division has been struggling since Andy Rubin left. So far, Google X consists of Project Loon to bring internet access to the world, Makani, kites that create wind energy, and the self-driving car team, and I know what my money is on.